Okay, so I wanted to get this episode out in a very unfiltered, unedited way because sometimes I feel like, even with myself and with this own platform that I have created, I think we get it in our heads that these people that we see online and that we follow and that we look up to are these perfect human beings who never make mistakes, who show up perfectly all the time, who never doubt themselves because they are confident or they have this big following or clearly they're successful. So they must not ever do anything imperfectly. And it's not true, obviously. Like, there's a part of curating a social presence that you want it to be intentional, you want it to be polished, but in that effort, sometimes we forget that everyone's just an imperfect person, hopefully trying to put out helpful content into the world or things that they care about, things that inspire them, things they hope is going to help someone else. But no one's out here doing everything perfectly every single time. And what occurred to me while I was drying my hair after my shower, this is when I get ideas. And I was like, okay, I need to actually write this down and talk about this. Because sometimes I have these good ideas and I don't write them down and then I forget. And then I was like, what was that idea? Oh, I don't remember. But I'm not doing that this time. The way you really start to build confidence is through consistent imperfection. Consistent imperfection is so much better than sporadic perfection. And also, you have to ask yourself, what is your definition of perfect? Because it's a little egotistical to think that your definition of perfect is what everyone else thinks is perfect. Like, people disagree on things all the time. People disagree on things all the time. And what you think is perfect, someone else is going to think is terrible. And what you think is terrible, someone else is going to be like, this is my favorite thing ever. So even perfection is subjective. And so when it comes to trying anything new, and if you have been feeling insecure, have patterns of insecurity for years, practicing confidence is going to be a new thing. And that's okay. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what you've accomplished. If deep down inside you still feel insecure, it is okay to be a new student of confidence. That's fine. There's no shame in that. There's no shame in being new at something. Everyone has always been new at something at some point. Like I said, no one comes out of the womb being confident all the time. And no one's confident all the time. Like, not even me. Okay. So if you can be in con not no in if you can be consistently imperfect, that is going to build up your confidence so much faster, so much more in a way that has compassion and grace in it. Because what you'll build confidence on isn't the outcomes that you achieve right away, it's the consistency. And this is why, if you start with something, if you're trying to rebuild your relationship with your body, the place to start is try to be consistent about drinking more water every day. Get a big water bottle, 40 ounces, that's what I have. 40-ounce water bottle. Try to drink that whole thing every day as a sign of imperfect consistency towards taking good care of yourself. And this is where you need to meet me wherever you're at and say, okay, maybe I'm a little more advanced than just drinking water every day. Or maybe for you, you're like, even that feels like a really big thing to drink 40 ounces of water every day for me. I just want to start with like one glass of water. That's fine. Like, adjust these things to wherever you are at. I can't know what's going to be the perfect recommendation for you, unless we're doing coaching together, then I will know. But I don't want to give specific recommendations that are going to be biting off more than most people can chew. Because when it comes to taking care of ourselves, especially as women, we are not naturally good at this. We have been conditioned to take care of other people. We have been conditioned to deprioritize our needs. We have been conditioned just by culture to prioritize simple things like drinking coffee in the morning and drinking wine in the evening. It's like, where is the normalization of just like drinking enough water? I don't know. Since I stopped drinking alcohol, it's been very enlightening to me. That's like, wow, this is so just normalized and pervasive throughout our way of life that when I am not drinking as an adult who's over 21, people are confused by it. So anyway, I don't want to get on a tangent. This is what happens when I don't edit things, right? So like when I sit down to do a podcast, just tangent quick. When I sit down to do a podcast, I don't have notes. I don't have a script. I have a few bullet points. I have a couple things. I've started to make notes. But sometimes I'll go on these tangents and I crop that out. I edit those out through the editing process. But I want to show you like what you hear in that finished edited podcast, that's not the whole story. So part of what I want to do with this episode, if you can even call it that, because I'm almost going to wrap this up here, like it's going to be super short. What I want to show you is like consistently showing up and doing the thing, whatever the thing is for you, you know what it is that you need to do. And maybe if you don't know what it is you need to do, the thing you need to do is figure out what it is that you need to do, okay? Showing up and doing the thing that you need to do imperfectly to the best of your ability right now, whatever that looks like, is going to build your confidence so much more than trying to put out a perfect effort. You will get better through the imperfect consistency. There, before I can, I like can't say this today. The consistent imperfection will get you further than trying to make things perfect. And again, when you're thinking about perfection, that idea is different for everyone anyway. So like, what are you really holding yourself to? That's what I want you to think about. Okay.